And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. If you've been catching any of the recent shows, you know we are out and about on the road in the RV, what we call the RV bunker travel trailer that I pull behind my truck. And I'm broadcasting today from a farm. Yeah, a farm. It's in Mendocino County. That's in California. It's near the Russian River. You might have heard of the Russian River Valley. It's near a town called Ukiah. In fact, we're at the Nelson Family Vineyards. Now, do we know the family? Not at all. In fact, I use a handy application that connects us with farms and vineyards and museums and, you know, places like that that have a lot of room and that allow RVers to dry camp or what we call boondock overnight. So no connections, no water lines, no sewer lines, no power. But man, I'm looking out my window right now. We're in these mountains, and there's mountains just peeling away from my window, going up and up and up. We saw some deer there yesterday. Great way to bridge a night here and there. Of course, we did sample the wares. It is a vineyard. Even got some homeschooling done with my son among a stand of redwood trees. How awesome is that? And I'll tell you, this kid, he has seen a ton so far. We're going to get to the real estate, but I got to tell you, we're about a month into our trip now, and he and I and the big dog Charlie, we left North Texas back on August 5th. So it's been a while. We've covered about 2,000 miles so far. We're not even halfway done. Traversed, three different deserts, gone deep underground in the Carlsbad Caverns, wandered up the coast of California so far. We're going to go a little farther north today, and even pulled the RV across the Golden Gate Bridge. It was foggy, so we didn't see a whole lot. But this kid, he's had a lot of exposure to things, and he can tell you now about, I don't know, any number of cacti, succulents. He's particularly fascinated with saguaros, those guys that stand up with their arms in the air, the big tall cactus. They're in the Sonoran Desert. He's fascinated by the Joshua trees in the Mojave, and he can tell you about any number of sea creatures that we saw at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Great place to go. You know, he's fascinated by the tide pools. And just last night, here, we're out in the middle of nowhere. We took some time, stayed up later, looked at the galaxy, the Milky Way, just amazing. Had a telescope with us that we bought just for this trip. You know, he's seen a lot, and it's not just nature. He's fallen in love with just a random contemporary art gallery in Roswell, New Mexico. You know, not the aliens, but some pretty interesting modern stuff, and he just brings it up from time to time. Well, he went there on a lark, you know. Who knew the kid would go for that? I didn't. But why am I telling you this? Look, if you are a parent, I should say, you know what it's like. You're thinking to yourself, man, what's my kid gonna do? What's he going to be when he or she gets older? And mine's 8, right? We've got some time. Our question, my wife and I have, is, well, is he going to want to follow in our footsteps as a real estate investor? Can we hand him our business? Will he want to do that? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. What I do know is that the more things, the more ideas that we can expose him to along our path, the greater variety of experiences, the better able he will be able then to pick and choose what he really likes and what he wants to do. Again, he's 8, so he's got a ways to go, and a lot of this stuff, you know, it seems to be percolating below the surface for him. And I'm sometimes surprised when it resurfaces just out of the blue. He starts talking about that thing that we saw 1,000 miles ago. What about you? Are you getting the right exposure? Exposure to new ideas, new concepts, things that can help you along your path to financial freedom. And that's what I hope with this show, not just today, but the shows that we've been hosting for years now, really. Shows hosted by my fellow radio guys, Al Gordon and Mike Harrison. They present these shows regularly. And of course, Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. This organization is celebrating its 35th year. It's had a very long track record. Dell has been on the radio for a long, long time. I hope you're getting exposure to these ideas that we talk about, to these concepts. And I hope that over time, eventually, just like with my son, they start to percolate beneath the surface and then start to trigger that light bulb. Oh, man, I get it now. You know, and I've interviewed some guests recently on the show, and they'll tell you, I was listening to the show for a while, driving around, catching it in the car, this and that. And finally, something Dell said hit me. It made sense. So I went to the free workshop, then I went to the two-day seminar. I got all the information I needed to become a real estate agent, getting into the details, really. But for you, for today, what I want to do is go back to some of my favorite concepts, some of my favorite ideas, some of the things that helped me early on that really got under the surface for me and triggered that light bulb. Okay. Now, if you've caught the show before and you've not started, I'm talking to the newer people today, right, with these ideas. So if you're new to the show, I hope this serves as the exposure that you need to get started. If you've caught the show before, if you're a regular listener, but you've not started down that path to financial freedom, first question is why not? But if not, that's okay. I get it. There's hesitation. There's fear. There are all sort of things out there that give you a pause, that hold you back. Well, keep listening, okay? And keep listening today. Let's refresh some of these more basic concepts. And if you have questions today throughout the course of the show or any time after the show, whenever, just send those over to me to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And I'm going to start with just addressing the notion. I mean, open the show saying, hey, we're working on your financial freedom. What does that mean? You know, my son's 8, and I can remember when I was his age, you know, we'd watch the Disney Channel back then, and we'd see Scrooge McDuck diving into a big old pile of coins and, you know, swimming in the coins and bathing in the coins and just kicking coins all over the place. That was our notion then. You know, we didn't think of it as financial freedom, but that was wealth. That's where we needed to get $1 million, just a pile of coins. That is not how we define financial freedom. It is not that big number. I got to have $1 million in the bank. When I was growing up, it was $1 million, right? Ooh, let's get to $1 million. That number has changed, by the way. If you're thinking of building a pile of cash, it's more than doubled. You know, last time I checked, and I have not checked in a while, 2.4, I think, was the number that the pundits out there that tell you that you do need a pile of cash would tell you that you need in your bank account or in your 401k or in your IRA or in some slew of savings accounts. But we say, no, it's not a pile of money. If I have enough money that just comes in every month without me having to work for it, in other words, not earned income, not income coming from a job, rather passive income, if I have enough money coming in every month that it pays for my bills, that pays for my monthly expenses, it pays for my lifestyle, do I have to work? No, at that point, I'm financially free. I don't know if you caught last week's show. I had a guest with me, Kristen. She's from San Diego, California. I happened to meet her, in fact, while we were in the Los Angeles area. And she joined me on the show, and she, big congrats to her. She's attained financial freedom. Her income from her passive investments exceeds her monthly expenses. Now, she chooses to continue to work, and you may want to do that too. If you love what you do, keep on doing it. Why not? Now you've got two sources of income coming in. Bam. You can really, really accelerate when you get to that point. But let's keep it simple. We want to meet or exceed our monthly household expenses. If you don't know what that number is, take a moment. Take the weekend. Pull up your credit card statements. Look at what's been going out of your bank account. Annualize those numbers and then divide by 12. That'll give you an approximate, you know, monthly number. That's your target. If it's, let's just pick an easy number for me so I can do math. If it's $4,000 per month, and I can buy single-family houses that cash flow at $400 per month, I just need to get to 10 of those. When I have $4,000 coming in every month from my single-family houses, my rental property, I don't need to work anymore because I'm covering my expenses out of that cash flow. So our definition of financial freedom is not a pile, it's a stream. It's an income stream, or really, it's a series of small income streams. And those things add up. And you won't get there all at once. And I don't want you to sit down with that number at the end of the weekend and you've compiled your number and it's $10,000. You're like, what? How am I going to get there if every house I buy cash flows $200 per month? You will be overwhelmed. I want to present another concept here a little bit later in the show, maybe in the second half of the show, that addresses that. Because we're going to break that down. We're going to take that apart. But to begin with just the notion of financial freedom, it's an income stream. And when that income stream has exceeded your monthly expenses, you're financially free. You can do what you want. You can travel the country with your son in an RV because you want to see the sights. That's how it works. Now, some people will go farther and say, well, my income is better than my monthly expenses. That's great. Well, I want to meet and exceed that first. Good. That's a stretch goal. Go a little farther. You can do more. One of the investors in San Diego, or rather in Los Angeles, where we met a few weeks ago now, he's been financially free for a long time. But he likes what he does, and he continues to work. You can do that. That's perfectly okay. So financial freedom, I want to get that out of the way, because I always open the show with that, and I want to make sure you understand what that is, and hopefully that light bulb maybe is starting to flicker over your head now. Oh, it's not a pile of cash. It's not that IRA. It's not that 401k. It's passive income. It's income streams that come in no matter what I'm doing, no matter where I am. But how do I do it? How do I build those income streams? Well, our preferred modality at Lifestyles Unlimited is residential real estate. Residential rental real estate. Let me clarify that. And what I'm talking about, I've already mentioned single family houses. That's one of the ways we get there. That's what I did. In fact, 2012, my wife and I joined Lifestyles Unlimited and we started buying houses. We bought one, then we bought another. And the next year we bought one, just one. We ran out of capital. Next year we bought five. We had a capital event that allowed us to do more. And then we just slowly rolled from there and built up that passive income just from single family houses. For a lot of people, that's an easier place to start. You can wrap your head around it. It's a little bit more tangible. You may live in a single family house, so I understand a single family house. Less capital involved. Or what a lot of members choose to do is to go into apartment investing. And that doesn't mean buying the apartments by themselves. What we do is we pool our money. We get together with like-minded investors. And whereas I can't go buy a $10 million, $20 million, $30 million asset, when we pool our funds together, we can. And that asset, it's like single family houses on steroids. It's just a much more massive scale. You enjoy things like economies of scale. And for me, as a passive investor into that apartment syndication is what it's called, I don't do anything. In fact, since we've been on the road, we invested in another apartment syndication. We just sent our money over, wired the funds, and done. It closed, I think, a week or two ago. Nothing to do, right? They'll get it up and stabilized. They'll get it up and running. It'll start cash flowing pretty quickly in this case. And we'll just enjoy the proceeds. So those are the income streams. Now, why residential real estate? You might be wondering. Yeah. Well, go back to what I said earlier. It's not the pile of funds in your IRA or in your 401k. Now, I know they've been doing really well lately. The market's been going up and up. If you've been keeping an eye on that at all, your funds are probably doing very well. But how are they making money? One way, appreciation, right? You buy low and hope to sell high. The only problem is at some point you're going to reach a peak. It's going to drop. Now it'll go up again. Right? It may go up higher and then it'll drop. It's a roller coaster ride. And I talked to a lot of investors actually just recently when we were in LA at the meetup we attended, and they've encountered that. The longer term older investors that have been in the stock market or in bonds or those type of investments, they'll tell you, man, it's a ride. And I hate it. I want to get off. In fact, I did get off, and that's why they were there. They started investing in houses and apartments. But why? Well, because we don't make money just one way, like in your stock account. Hope it goes up. Speculate, hope it goes up. In fact, with our houses, we make money five ways. Cash flow is a big one. That's the important one because that's the one that gets you to financial freedom. How do we make cash flow? Well, we have an asset that we allow somebody else to live in. And they pay us rent. From that rent, we pay our fixed expenses, the mortgage, the insurance, the taxes. And we keep the rest. That's our profit, and that's the cash flow. Typically, right now in the markets where Lifestyles Realty operates, we're seeing anywhere from $200 to maybe $600 per month in monthly cash flow. In Texas, it's going to be lower because we have higher property taxes, higher insurance. If you invest in Kansas and Missouri, right, with my guest last week, that's where she's investing, higher cash flow, lower taxes, lower insurance. Tennessee, same story. The Carolinas, Georgia, same story. Cash flow, very important, but that's not the only way we make money. We'll get to the rest when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. I'm far, far away from my home base, which is around Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. In fact, we're about 2,000 miles away so far. Cruising the country, in particular right now, California, in the RV bunker. And yes, those emails will find me here. In fact, I invested in some technology and specifically for right now because we're in the boonies. I mean, we are nowhere near civilization. We slept overnight. We didn't have any generator running. The temperatures dropped into the 50s in outside, 60s in the RV. Quiet, cool, no cell towers. So thanks to Mr. Elon Musk, I've got a little satellite dish on top of my RV at the moment. It's working great. It's working great. So no matter where I am, yeah, that email will find me. Now, what were we talking about? How we make money with our houses. That's why we invested in residential real estate. That and the simple fact that there will always be demand for housing. You know, it's a big topic in our country right now, isn't it? Affordable housing. Well, that's what we offer as real estate investors. We're not out doing the high-end houses. In fact, if you go to our two-day seminar where we talk about investing in houses and apartments, they're going to tell you we're not buying the high-end stuff. Yeah, you might command a higher rent, but guess what? It's harder to find residents. It's harder to find people to rent those properties. And we're not doing the low stuff either. We're right in the middle, which is where most people are, right? If you think about a bell curve, we like to be in the middle. I don't want to be on either of those tail ends. The frequency of those things is so small, right? I want to be in the middle, and that's where we are. And there's always a demand for that type of housing, whether apartments or actual single-family rental properties, houses. And with those houses, like I was saying, we make money multiple ways. Cash flow is the important one because cash flow is what will get you to financial freedom. We talked about that earlier in the show because our definition is different. It is not a pile of cash. It is a flow of cash. Cash flow. And you get that as passive income from your real estate investments, number one. Number two, and this is a big ticket number as well. And I like to talk about this. If you've listened to the program for any length of time, you know I talk about these items quite a bit. It's important to understand them. I didn't fully grasp all of the ways we make money with our houses until maybe four or five houses in when I'd had some for a while. And I looked at my books and I started to see, wow, this stuff is accruing pretty rapidly. So cash flow, pretty straightforward. Collect the rent, pay the bills, keep the difference. Equity capture, that's something else altogether. If you go out and buy a rent-ready house, you pay retail prices, do you have equity capture? Typically, no. You do the 20% down, you're paying the market rates, right? Your out-of-pocket's going to be higher. That's not normally what we do as investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, have I bought new property? I have. Kristen on last week showed her first property. She felt a little more comfortable getting something that was rent-ready. That's okay. I get that. That helps you get over that fear hurdle. But really what we're looking for are houses that need work. And we want houses that need work because we get them at a discount. And because we get them at a discount, we're able to capture equity. And let me give you just a quick example. Let's say a house, not where I'm sitting out here in California. These are different numbers. In fact, things don't work here. That's why Kristen is living in San Diego and buying in Kansas or in Missouri. But let's say in Texas, I buy a house and I'm able to get it at a discount because it needs work and I get it for $100,000. Those houses are out there. You can find those $100,000. But like I said, it needs work. We're going to send somebody in. We're not going to do the work. We're going to send in a general contractor, and he and his team are going to do the work for us, and it's going to cost us $50,000. So we're going to buy for $100,000, put $50,000 worth of work into it. But when we're done, It values at $200,000 or even $250,000. And you can see there's a big spread there. That's my equity capture. I get that in a handful of months by simply going in and adding value back to this house that, for whatever reason, wasn't taken care of. Sometimes people just don't know how to handle what they own, how to take care of it. Sometimes people inherit a house from a deceased relative and it sits for years. You see the grass growing up, maybe occasional broken window. Things become dilapidated, and that becomes opportunity for us. So we get the property at a discount. We fix it up. We drive up that value, and we capture equity. And I've got a house here I just want to pull up here. This came to me actually from the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Purchase price, $150,000. Value when it's fixed up, $300,000. So you can see there's a pretty big spread there. Now, I don't have the rehab number here. It's probably a big one, right? This is a 1970s build. Big number. But you know what my equity capture is here? $61,000. That's also a very large number. Out of pocket to buy this, I'm only going to be putting $23,000 of my own money in. So I've tripled my money right there. Great stuff. That is equity capture. Now that's on paper. That is unrealized until I either sell the house or refinance the house, which at some point we encourage you to do, right? Hold it for 3 to 5 years and sell it and go reinvest. Equity capture is a big, big thing, and it's a big, big thing in the market right now. When I started investing 12, 13, whatever years ago, it was the inverse. Cash flow was higher because mortgage rates were lower, but our equity capture was very, very thin. It might have been $15,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on any given house. Much bigger numbers now. Now we'll talk about how that converts back into cash flow here in a minute. Third way we make money, equity buildup. Right? It's a rental property, and we do have mortgages on these. By having mortgages on these rather than paying all cash, in my example, if I paid all cash for a house for $100,000 and then $50,000 cash for the repairs, I'm out of pocket $150,000. But if I finance it and finance it the way we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited, buy with a construction loan called hard money, do the repairs, and then refinance into long-term debt, my out of pocket is about $18,000 to maybe $20,000, much, much lower. But we do have a mortgage in place, and that means somebody else has to pay that mortgage, my resident, every month. Every month is paying my rent. Every month I send that to the mortgage company, a portion of it, and my principal goes down and down. And every month I see my equity build up. Again, that's on paper. It's unrealized until I either sell or do a cash out refi. And over time, fourth way we're making money is market, just simple market appreciation. Real estate doubles in value on average every 20 years. We enjoy that as well. And finally, there are really big tax advantages with our houses. And that takes me to apartments. Same thing, every single one of those, but much bigger scale. And the tax advantages are huge. If you're in a position where you have large income, high, especially passive income, and you need paper losses to offset those gains, apartments are a great, great way to go. That's why I keep getting into two or so apartment syndications every year. I want to keep those losses coming. They tend to be higher at the start. They are on paper only. But we can really leverage that for tax advantages. And there's a sixth way we make money on our apartments called forced appreciation. Topic for another show. Because cash flow is my favorite. Cash flow, we have equity capture, equity buildup, market appreciation, tax advantages, forced appreciation on apartments. But going back to financial freedom, cash flow is what will get you there. We've got expenses. How do I view expenses? I no longer view it as that total monthly expense that I have as a household, whether that's $4,000, $8,000, $12,000, doesn't matter what the number is. I view each of those, or I view that total expense as its constituent parts. I've got a mortgage. I've got childcare. I've got utilities. I've got a food bill. I've got diesel expenses pulling this RV. Right, what do those look like? What you want to do is take your monthly expenses, once you figure out what those are, the total, and now break it back apart and identify one. I'm going to chunk that expense. I'm going to get a chunk of cash flow that comes in and covers that one chunk of expense. If it's your monthly utility bill, if it's electricity, and it's $200 per month, let's say go out and buy one house. One house that cash flows at least $200 per month. And guess what? You've now covered one portion of your expenses with one house. It's a more bite-sized way to manage that target, manage that goal. It's overwhelming if you try to think about $4,000, $8,000, $12,000 all at once. It may become too daunting to the point where you don't start. So if you can make it more bite-sized, that's absolutely the way to go. Now, maybe you want to do apartments. Same thing. What do I need to achieve in monthly dividends, essentially, from my apartment investments? Now, apartments pay out quarterly, but I always calculate those as a monthly number for my, just the way I think, I guess. But figure out those chunks. Start to address those chunks. One house covers utilities. Next house covers a part of the food bill. Next house covers the rest. Next house covers half the mortgage. Next house covers the portion after that. And before you know it, you've stacked enough passive income that's coming in every month that you've covered all of those expenses. Now, could that take a couple of years? Absolutely, it could. You know, it took us 3 years to get my wife fully retired. We were focused more on her income. We've got to match cash flow to her income. Right. And then we lived off of my income. And then we began addressing that and looking at the expenses. Okay, let's hit that mortgage. Let's hit that insurance. Done. Cash flow chunking. It's a more bite-sized way to think about this. One concept for you. Again, my idea today, my concept is to just give you some exposure to some bigger picture notions that we talk about, that we think about as investors. That's one. The other one that relates to cash flow is the cash flow snowball. I want you to understand this, because what does a snowball do? Here I'm sitting in this, it's dry right now, the grass is brown, but they do get snow here. And if I'm at the top of this mountain that I'm looking at to my right here, it's not terribly tall, I could hike up this thing. Let's say I roll up a ball of snow and I just get it, push it down the hill. What happens? It starts rolling, hopefully, right? Gravity does its thing. And over time, it accumulates more and more snow. It gets bigger and bigger, and it goes faster and faster. That analogy in a nutshell is what happens with our rental investments. And I did experience this firsthand. We had bought one house. Yeah, it added some cash flow. Right back then, it was about $450 a month to start with. Then we bought the next house. And over time, that cash flow starts to grow. And that cash flow allows us to more quickly buy the next house. And then the next house after that. And it's not just the cash flow. This is where that equity comes into play as well. I love the cash flow. Absolutely. That is primary for me. But I love equity as well, because that equity that we talked about, you know, I gave you an example house. This came from a realty team member out of the Dallas area. Equity capture, $60,000. I've invested 20 and I've got 60 on top. That's a ton of equity to capture at the outset. And again, that comes to you in the first couple of months just through your value add during the renovations. And at some point, I'm going to tap into that. And capital events eventually translate into cash flow as well. And you'll find that that cash flow snowball, it's rolling pretty consistently. It's getting bigger, right? You've added a house, you've added more cash flow. You've added a house, you've added more cash flow. That snowball's getting bigger. And then you pull the trigger on one of those capital events. You tap into that equity, and suddenly that snowball, it doubles in size, right? If I take that house with $60,000 in equity plus my 20 on top, and I sell it, I pay my realtor costs. Understand there will be costs involved, right? You're not going to get that full amount. Understand that there will be some net at the end of the day. Of course, we do teach you strategies at the two-day seminar on how to minimize those. You can list it yourself, right? You don't have to use a realtor these days. In fact, after the NAR settlement, right, everything's negotiable. Or we'll do what we did. We sold a house to a resident last year. No realtor involved. No, just basic closing costs. All right, that all goes away. So we kept more of our net. So there are ways to get to more of that equity than to, you know, give it away in fees. But either way, you're going to tap into that equity and then reinvest it. So that house where I captured $60,000 in equity, well, how much was my out-of-pocket? It was right around 20, 22. Well, if I can pull all 60 out, what can I do? Invest in three more houses. Now I've taken one house and cash. Let's say the cash flow just was our minimum range, $200 per month. I sell it, and then I take that and convert it into three houses. I've just gone from $200 to $600 per month. That's a 200% gain on my cash flow number. So I love the equity for that reason, but you have to force capital events. Some people like to sit on their houses too long and not sell them, not do a cash out refi. If you want to hang on to the asset, perfectly okay. I did a number of cash out refinances last year, even with rates where they are. Yes, it made sense because the equity had built up so much. All the things that we talked about earlier, the reason I talk about those is because I want you to get those. I want you to understand. I want to give you the exposure to make sure this stuff sinks in. because it's not just the cash flow. It's not just the equity capture. There is equity buildup. There is market appreciation. And that stuff really compounds. And then ultimately, you convert that equity into more wealth and more cash flow. What if the next house I buy has 60K in equity, and the house next to that I also bought with my funds has 60K in equity, and the house next to that as well? Bam, I just gained almost 200K in wealth. And then I can convert that in a handful of years to even more houses. Right? It just keeps rolling. It just keeps rolling. I want to go back to that house that we were just looking at real quick here. Let's see. Equity capture, 60K, 61K. Cash out of pocket was 22.6. Okay. That's a 269% return on my investment in terms of my equity capture. What's the cash flow? Projected $270 per month. That's a good number. 14.3% cash on cash return. So I like to talk about cash flow in absolute terms, but I also like to think about it in terms of percentage returns, because I then compare that to other investment, right? It's all about opportunity cost. What other things could I invest in? Well, you could do the stock market on average over time, maybe 8%. It's been, again, higher at the moment. But that's just cash on cash return of 14%. You have to factor in that equity capture. You have to factor in that equity buildup over time, as well as market appreciation. We sold a house a couple years ago, it had an 800% return. All things rolled together. Huge numbers. You're not going to get that in the stock market. You're not going to get that in your 401k. That's why we love investing in single-family houses as well as apartments. Now, the notion today was just to expose you again to some kind of upper-level basic ideas, things that we think about as investors, things that really fueled us and motivated us when we were newer, things that I still think about today. If you want more exposure, I want to tell you some other places where you can go just to learn more. Number one, keep tuning in. Tune into this show. Be sure to listen to Al Gordon, Mike Harrison, and of course, Del Walmsley, who founded Lifestyles Unlimited quite a while ago, 35 years ago. Listen to the podcast. If you can't catch the radio show live, well, these things are archived as podcasts. Either go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a podcast tab, or find us on any of your favorite podcast apps. And I would also encourage you, because you hear the same guys talking. It's always Dell. It's always Andy. It's always Mike. It's always Al. But there are others out there. Did you know you can go to lucasestudy.com? Again, LU for Lifestyles Unlimited, lucasestudy.com. You can register for one of our case studies. You can do those in person, right? If you're in the Dallas area, go out to the office there in Las Colinas. I love going there. But if you're out on the road like I am, what do? Well, you can attend these virtually as well. They both do them live and live stream. In fact, I follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook, and I'll often get a quick reminder, ooh, case study's starting. And I can watch it on social media. But it's a good place to go because aside from hearing the radio guys day in, day out, you can hear other people, real people with real results. And what you'll see there is just a normal member, right? Maybe bought their first house and they're presenting the numbers and how they found it and how what kind of work went into it and how hard was it? How much work did they do? Nothing, right? Brought the money. And then they'll have another single family investor, maybe with 5 or 10 houses, a little bit farther down that path to financial freedom. So you can kind of see the progression from one to the next. And then they'll have an apartment investor as well. So no matter what you are looking for, you can gain exposure from other people to the notion of investing in houses as well as apartments. Again, that's lucasestudy.com. While you're on our website, by the way, if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, there's a button there for our free workshop. If you're completely new to the program, the radio show, you don't know anything about Lifestyles Unlimited, that's the place for you to start, because we'll talk about, again, things we talked about today, how we make money with our houses, get a little bit more into apartments as well, but really teach you and show you how real estate can get you to your financial freedom. And then you can really go to the next step, which is our 2-day seminar. And that's really where we get in. Day one, all about houses. Day two, all about apartments. But start with the free workshop if you're new. Get out to those case studies, because I find it very inspiring to hear what everybody else out there is doing. That next house they bought keeps my numbers a little bit in tune, because things change, right, with the market. It's helpful to see what the latest and greatest is going on out there. But be sure to check in and gain more exposure. That's the whole idea. Exposing my son as we trundle across the country, and I want to expose you as well as you listen. But you can take the ball and run with it yourself. But remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.